John, I might sound like an Englishman with a bad French accent, but that was Chesnaus, wasn't it?
Chesnaus.
That's what we knew again.
But I just think the players are sticking to what's required to try and get us out of the position we are in. We've got players we've got a good experience in the team as well. Clark, Gerrard, Green, Taylor. So we've got good experience, and I think just the players just know what the job description is when they go back marking, and they just know what to do. And I think we're very hard to score against, and I hope it proves that case till the end of the season. I still think we can create more. I'd like us to play a lot more, and I keep going on about the pitch, but listen, we've played, I think that's our fourth, is it? Well, I've been here, well, we've all win at home, so I'm not going to, the pitch probably suits us.
I remember a few years ago when you were here as manager, in one particular interview you said, I wish my players were a bit more nasty, a bit more ruthless. There was a bit of that out there on the pitch today.
Yeah, and I think that's what I think we've got. Not nasty as a person and trying to break someone's
leg,
but
mean,
I think we've got winners in Gerrard who moan about every decision. I like that. That's something I think you've got to have in your teams, and your Clark appeals for everything offsides, and I think Greeny's got a little bit of an edge to him out on the pitch. So you need them players. Michael comes on and puts himself about. He's big, awkward, you know, so-and-so, and he's just a real handful. I've got Holloway who can put himself. So we've got to have that desire, and we have got a really good work ethic at the moment, the lads. So I just want to credit the players for how they've responded to a new manager coming. They've just hit the ground running. And we've just got to try and keep winning games, and that's all I can say, really. It's no magic formula. It's all about the players at the end of the day. And if you've got the players, the right players, you've got a good chance of winning football matches.
I'd have loved to have been a fly on the wall, or a fly on the pitch, certainly, because the conversations you kept having with Peter Clark, a lot of gesticulating and stuff. I'd love to know what he said.
Well, I think, Clark is trying to learn his game. I think Clark, he sees it as a coach on the pitch. That's what you need on the pitch. He sees pictures on the pitch. So, obviously, he wants to go into coaching, and I think he's got a great chance of being very successful. But he just comes over, gives a bit of... If he feels AD should drop 5 yards, he asks me the question. At this moment in time, I said, yeah, go and tell him.
That's a great relationship,
good decision. Yeah, no, he's amazing. Gerrard sees the game very well. We've got good players in the green. He's a very good, experienced player, like I've just said. But, no, you've got to see if you feel as though, and I like a player asking me, I don't mind a player having an opinion, and Clarkie has got something about him where if he sees something where the AD would be better if he dropped 5 or 10 yards deeper, do it. And that's he asked the question, and I said, yeah, good decision. So we've done it.
You said after the Coventry game that you saw a bit of Dennis Irwin in Rob Hunt, and I saw a bit of that too today. But good performance again, wasn't it?
Well, Dennis, just I played with Dennis. I lived with him for 5-6 years. Played with him, just very quiet, but what a player! Never made. You could count the mistakes he made on one hand in probably all his career. Just made the game very, very simple. Never got flustered. He was quick, two-footed. You wouldn't know which. Similar size to Rob. And I think Rob just gets on with his game.
Similar sort of gait as well, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very similar. And like I said last week, I've just said it's a nice pitch to play on that, Rob, isn't it? And he actually says, yeah, I love it, yeah. I says, it'll do you the world of good. Because when he goes back to wherever he goes or whatever he does, and on his bowling green, and the ball's not bobbling up to him, and he'll make his day. But listen, the physical side is good for him and AD. AD, I think, will get stronger and stronger. He's got good things in his game. If I can help him as a midfield player myself, I'll just give him little bits of advice if that'll help him. But he's got a good... Both of them have got really good maturity about them, the way they play.
Well, so far, John, it's not been so much Groundhog Day, has it? It's Groundhog Year. let's hope it can continue. You have an important match at Swindon on Saturday, haven't you?
Yeah, it's good when we're winning games and I come and talk to you lads. It's good. You've been suffering a bit, and it's good for you lads. You're enjoying your football at the moment, and may it continue. There's a long, long way to go, so we've just got to go and try and win at Swindon. And we've got some excellent games coming up, but if we can get the results and keep winning and get them points on board, you know, I'd like to try and get it similar to last year, where you've got 3 or 4 games or whatever left, and possibility of playing one or two young players and having a look, but I'm not counting my chickens. You know, the lads have done brilliant so far for me, and I've just told them there's a long, long way to go, and I want it to continue.